Mr. Manager, can you speak
Manager
to
Rager, your perspective on this issue?
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the council. Let me first off say that there are many great minds on both sides of this issue that have given us a lot of thought, and I have a lot of respect for everybody and what they're weighing. The perspective today is that we have drug activity going on in this community at a very, in my opinion, alarming rate and with some serious problems. The shooting yesterday at 12:30 yesterday up in Walnut Hills was a marijuana drug deal gone bad. That's what we know thus far. What we also know is that the drug dealers know what the quantity is that gets you a ticket. And so what they've been doing is they will put on their person the quantity that gets them a ticket, and they hide the bulk of their marijuana somewhere around them in the neighborhood. And so when they get caught, they simply get a payout ticket. So our ability to impact the drug trafficking trade is significant. Now, I'm not naive. I know we got a full jail. I know we got a court system that's overloaded. But the expectation would be that this would get these individuals before a judge so that perhaps a judge can get them into a diversion program and start to address some of the issues. We're not going to get them in jail. The jails are full. I also know that if we do an aggressive enforcement, we're probably just going to push the drug trafficking out into the suburb. For many of the people who are buying drugs, they're just going to move to the suburbs. That's the way it is these days. But my concern is that many of the violence we see today in this community is all around drug trafficking of one level or another. Many of the shootings that we're seeing today are a drug trade gone bad, and the one yesterday is a good example of that.